What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Are You the One? After show. It's about to go down. So Asia goes off on Nutza, the most emotional truth booth letdown that we've seen thus far. And Kwazi starts swinging on Cam for love. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. I love it.
Can you turn it up?
Fucking hoe.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Fucking hoe.
Sing it. Okay.
Sing it.
Go.
Sing it. I'm such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Oh, shoot. We haven't even started yet. Oh, my gosh.
My national anthem.
National anthem. Whoa. That's what we're doing today.
Oh, man. Song, but, like, I'm still a bit calm.
Man, I'm kind of outnumbered. I just realized.
I know. Ladies' night.
Ladies' night. I'm just going to leave. Excuse me.
Bye.
Now, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez, here. I am outnumbered, but it's all good. I'm in a great place. It's Are You the One? And with me, my boy Nino is out. Prayers to him and his travels. He's having a great time. He's living his best life. I'm just joking. But I'm, you know, by myself. But, you know, I do have my aces with me.
Thank you.
She usually is right here with me, but she's on the other side.
I took her today.
You know, but, you know, I miss her already.
Me.
I know. Sensei don't play.
Yes. What's up, everybody?
Always having... the designer shades.
I
don't
know
where she gets them, but she always comes lit with them.
Related.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, our resident messy Melody is in the building.
Hey guys, and I came with that tea.
Oh,
okay. She got some tea tonight, y'all.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
It is.
Yeah, it's but ladies and gentlemen, it is guest time. Guest time. It's guest time. So, you know, we try to build on this after show, right? So we start off with one guest, and we give you one guest and tease you. Give you a little Skype guest, and then we do two guests. And before we know it, we have, you know, the whole cast on the show. But we do have two guests with us, two beautiful ladies with us, returning guests. She's back. We had to have her back because she was so amazing.
Yes.
Kate is in the building.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Yes. Yes. And new to our AfterBuzz studio, but looking just as fly, Nutza is in the building.
Thank you. Yes,
ladies. So happy. So yeah, you guys are already lit. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Always lit. What are you talking about?
It's gonna be a centered show. I know. I'm just gonna bleep. All right. So this was a crazy, obviously it was a double episode, which is why we're giving you 2 hours here at AfterBuzz. You know, we want to give the fans what they want, so we have plenty of time to break it all the way down.
Yes.
So, and I said there was a lot of Twitter fingers jumping off. I'm going to start with you, Kayla, because, there was a situation with Kwazi kind of stepping in on Cam's territory.
Yeah.
Because it's been you and Cam, you know, kind of ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam, I feel like he, you know, kind of started, you know, checking his other options.
Yeah.
So then Kwazi seemed like he kind of, you know, took liberties to kind of holler at you and opened up to you.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? How did that make you feel?
Well, first off, obviously, I really... liked him, so when he said I don't think you could be a match because you don't like the ocean, I was just like,
that was hilarious.
Right.
But obviously, like, I mean I wish he would have just told me let's explore other options. But so he wanted to do his thing, and I get it, it's a game. So I was like, okay. I mean, it kind of sucked, but okay. And then I wasn't going to just sit there. So I was just like, let's get to know people. And Kwazi was actually, he pulled me aside. Well, we were actually just sitting on the couch. And then we went down near the beach and we talked. And he actually was just really sweet. And he was opening about his family and his land in Ghana. And it was just really sweet. It was a really good conversation.
Okay, that being said, I have something to say.
He read me wrong.
Okay, because I'm like, there was that sweet side to him where I was like, okay, like, I see this. He's opening up and stuff like that. But then when we saw him attacking Cam and the things he was saying, I'm like, was anything that you was giving us real?
You know, honestly, okay, so when I didn't hear the entire thing. What I heard was, I guess Cam and Kwazi, I heard that they were fighting because Kwazi said, I'm going to bag Kayla. And Cam was like, oh, that means he wants to have sex with you. And then Crosby was like, no, that means I want her to be my girlfriend or whatever. And then when I saw that on TV yesterday, I was like, actually disgusted.
Right? Didn't he say something like, how much you want to bet she'll give it up?
That was like, yeah, it was so disrespectful. Yeah. Like, don't talk about my body like a piece of meat. Like, fuck that.
I mean, 100%. Like, he totally did a 180, and it's like, I felt like he was kind of showing his true colors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because everything he was saying to you, I was like, okay, he's giving us some great vibes. And then he goes talking and running his mouth again like he was when he was on the date with homegirl.
Yeah. It was just so, like,
Quasi, I'm just not here for it.
No.
Yeah.
And I was Team Quasi last episode. Mm-hmm. He lost me. I'm done.
I was Team Quasi, like, all the way until I saw the fucking episode. And I was like, that's so weird because I had no idea that even happened. I just thought they just got, like, a little altercation. Mm-hmm. But the shit that he said, I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, did he show that often?
No. I actually made a connection with Quasi, like, earlier on, like, the first couple of days in the house. And we talked for, like, a whole hour. He was amazing. I always looked up to Quasi so much. I wanted him to actually be my match too, and I'm just like, oh my god, Quasi, like, I hope he's my match,
right?
Because of the way he carries himself and his great home life and everything that he stands for, it's amazing. So I was completely, like, blindsided when I heard that. I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah,
well, it seems like, I mean, obviously, you know, him making the move, and I know the house was kind of like rooting on, it seemed like, the fact that he opened up to you, because it didn't seem like he had opened up to anyone else up to this point. And so it's like he opened up to you about his feelings and things of that nature, and you seemed to, you know, reciprocate, and you guys were having, it seemed like a good vibe, but obviously he turned the corner and, you know, said these things. So did you feel that he was disingenuous in what he was saying to you, or did you feel like this is just him?
At the time, I thought he was very genuine. Like, that was a really good conversation. He had a few really good conversations. And I thought, like, what me and Quasi had, I thought that was very genuine. But then, I don't know, I saw the episode yesterday. Right. So was my first time.
So up until today, you thought it was genuine?
Yes.
Wow.
That was, like, not okay.
That's crazy. And, like, I just need to shoot some shots at Cam real quick, because I'm actually, you were like, it bothered me. I'm like, I'm pissed, okay? I'm over here watching this television, and I feel like, because both of y'all were, like, my number one, okay? I'm like, they definitely a match, like, hands down. And then the fact that he was so quick to look at Callie... Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he ain't getting no pass for this, okay? Yeah. And especially, you know, at the matchup ceremony, he gonna say, oh, I have eyes for Callie. And, and I totally felt you 100%. So all I have to say, did you say everything you said on the monitor to his face? Like, kind of telling him, like, that really bothered you? You know, you kind of got into it a little bit when you both were talking, but, like, did you really let him have it? Because I would have really let him have it.
Oh, I, like, kind of stayed quiet. I was kind of in that shock. Like, did that just happen? Like, because I just felt so stupid. Like,
For sure.
Like, I thought we were, like, such a strong couple. I thought he was very confident in us. And then, you know, just was like, okay.
And then you had that moment in the bathroom. What were you doing? Like, psyching, like, yourself,
Kayla,
out? Did
stop.
You hit yourself?
Yeah, it's like, girl. Kayla, stop fucking crying.
She was,
like,
motivating herself. Serious.
You're fine. Like, onto the next.
Mm.
Yeah.
So let's put Nuta on the hot seat.
Let's do it.
So, yeah. So we saw Nuta.
This was Nuta's episode.
Nuta had, you know, her hands were wandering a little bit. In the hot tub situation.
Daniel.
Now, you guys were playing a game, right? Mm-hmm. And so what is the name? Like, I can't remember.
I have
nervous.
I have never heard of it.
I have never heard of this.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm too old.
Is this like a house party game or something?
Is it?
I don't know.
Had you heard of the game?
No, never. That's why I started on the knee, and they were like, no, you should go from the ankle. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Right.
So I was like, all right, he's supposed to say nervous. So I just kept going up. Like,
and
it's just my hand.
She just didn't stop.
And he never said nervous. So I just grabbed. I mean, I'm
what kind of parties y'all be at?
I'm judging too. Where y'all be at, Melanie?
So you were just playing the game.
Yeah, of course. We're all drunk. We're all having a good time. Everyone's staring one another. That, like, people are just making out with each other. We're having, like, four-way kissing,
like,
with girls. And
oh, wow. So it's really going down.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not just going to be like, no, I'm not gonna play it. Cause I'm not a fucking pussy. I'm just gonna. Yeah. You know, it's a game. We're on a TV show. It's a game. Who gives a shit? And if people are okay with it, and they're daring me, giving me a hug, and like, you know, pumping me up, like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, of course I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. So I do apologize to Samantha.
Why?
I mean, because of the way she felt, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it looked pretty sad. Like, they have a shot of her just sitting in the corner, like, being sad. I'm like, aw. Like, I never intended to hurt anybody's feelings, of course. But
did Samantha ever say to your face what she went and said to the cameras?
Oh, okay. Let me talk about this.
Fake tits?
No. No. Mm. Let me talk about Samantha real fast. So, first of all, my lips are not fake. It's fucking lip liner. My tits are fake. I'm proud to say I have fake fucking tits. I got it.
They're like good, though, too. Yeah. Like, they're like, so they're not so big. Yeah. They're like not too small. Like, they just there.
I just want something like to grab on. So, like, yeah. I got tits. Like, I'm so proud to say that my lips were not fake. That was kind of like mean of her. But the part where they did not show about Samantha was, of course, like, me and Daniel had a connection in the beginning. Like, we're seeing kissing. We were sitting with each other for the past 2 weeks. And then Samantha comes up all of a sudden. They did not show this part. And she's like, oh, can you please talk to Daniel? Can you get him off of me? I'm not interested in him. I think you guys are a match. Me and Daniel are not a match. That was the night when the hot tub situation happened. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Then we're walking. She's walking. I'm like 5 feet behind her. And all of a sudden, she looks around and she sees that I'm walking behind her. She goes in front of me, sits on Danny's lap, and starts making out with him. So I'm like, bitch, like, you make no fucking sense. So for the fact that she told me to go for Danny because she thought we were a match, mm-hmm. and she literally told me, they can roll the fucking cameras back. She literally told me, I think Danny's your match. He's not my match. Get him off of me. And then that was the night when the whole hot tub situation happened. So wow. I'm just like, make up your mind.
But I mean, she was definitely probably just in her feelings, clearly.
I guess she realized she wanted him once she saw that you were moving in on him.
Yeah, and I do apologize. I even tweeted live about it last night. Like, I'm so sorry.
I personally think you don't need to apologize.
Yeah.
Because if I was Sam, I would have been like, wait, hold up. I'm playing this game.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm going to need you to take a seat. I'm going to need to get up in this water. And I'm going to play some nervous. What is it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I was her, you know what I'm saying? If you want it to be that way, you know, she didn't mean it that way.
And I appreciate you putting it in context because, like you said, it was a whole party. Like, there was four-way kisses. There was people, like, everybody was kind of doing their thing. So it wasn't, I mean, obviously it focused kind of on that situation. Mm-hmm. And I think it was probably to get Sam's reaction because, you know, she was upset by it. But you seem unbothered. So,
I don't really give a fuck. I mean,
this whole episode. So yeah, like, just, unbothered.
Like, I'm not tripping. I'm hungry, and that's all I am. So,
do you guys have a fridge around here?
Right.
Like, I need a little fucking snack.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm going to go get some in just a second. And we're going to talk about that because, that was crazy. I do want to talk about the whole situation with Brett because, first of all, I'm like, and I don't remember who it was, but they were like, yo, why are you running from her?
First of all, let me just add real quick. Yeah. I am so much like Nutza because when I have a crush on someone, I might punch them in the face.
Yeah, me too. I just don't, like, rip their hair out. Yeah.
You guys are terrible. Terrible.
Love tap.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
I don't like to play rough. I'm easily, okay?
I'm not bruised easily. I'm sensitive. No, but I mean, I was mad, like, and I can't remember who said it. If you're in the live chat, please. Was it Lewis? Mm-hmm. Boom. My man Lewis. My man Lewis was like, why are you running? Yeah. She is so fine. Why? She obviously likes you. And he was like playing around. And obviously you were being playful too.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, come on. Like, you know, just go ahead and, you know, handle that.
It's fine. It shows a little bit about Brett.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You look, you know, ain't no every... Man, we ain't gotta always be mean to people.
No, I'm not saying be mean. I'm not saying be mean.
You can marinate a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
But they were literally like you almost busted your behind because you like fell on the little thing, like playing around. Like I was like, man, she's gonna break her shins.
And you know what? He's still trying to get over Callie. You know what I'm saying? So he's warming up to the fact he's just like pushing forward.
So you wasn't mad. You like the fact that he was running around.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all wanna, you know, do your thing, run around.
Obviously likes to chase them.
Okay.
So I love the fucking chase.
How were you feeling about Brett at that point?
So me and Brett made a connection at the retreat. That was right after him and Callie's situation happened. And he was just, I don't know, we kind of just connected. We were like spinning in the fucking rain in the grass. It was really cute. I hope they show that part. But at that point, me and Brett were starting to make a connection. But obviously, he was still a little hung up over Callie, which I completely understand because they had an amazing connection right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And it was still just days prior to that situation. So I completely get it. But yeah, me and Brett were just like warming up. It's super playful, super like fun. So yeah. I mean, of course, like I had a huge crush on him right from the beginning. I was like, Brett, you're cute.
And I mean,
like,
he was sticking up for you. Like, I'm here for it.
He was sticking up for her on Twitter too. Like, he was like letting it be known.
Oh, on Twitter as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was watching like, all of that.
He
was
last night?
Basically, last night, he was like, yeah, basically confirming what he said on the show.
Okay.
Is he your like your typical guy that you go for?
Oh, my God, yeah. So when I signed up for the show, I told the matchmakers, I said, please don't fucking match me up with a guy that cannot dress well. Mm. I can't. Like, if I just look at your shoes and, like, they're not fucking cute, I can't fucking date you. Like, you know?
Honey, if you catch them in a flip-flop, I'm like...
Yeah, and he is perfect from head to toe, inside out. 360, like his style, the way he carries himself, what he stands for, he's completely my type of a guy. So,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
cute.
Mm-hmm. Super cute.
Let's talk about this fate button. So, the thing that we all love to hate. But before I get on that, I just do want to let the fans know that we all will be taking live calls on the second half of the hour. So, yes. Make sure, and the number should be in the lower thirds, but I'm going to give it to you. It's 424-354-8302, 424-354-8302. We're going to take calls on the second hour. So when I let you know that the calls are going to be lit, it's going to be lit, and our engineer will patch you through, and you're going to be able to ask us and our guests whatever you want.
Yes.
So, boom, shout out to that. So back to the fate button. So,
which is totally set up, by the way. The producers are.
How do you guys? I know, Kayla. We talked. We asked you when you were here last. But Nuta, how do you feel about this fate button? Because I feel like it's fraud.
Not at all. I think it's fucking great. I think it gives absolutely because I've been following this show since season one, and a lot of people try to like rake the challenges, you know, to get like certain couples. And also, with a fate button, like, you have four people going on a date, and you can... There's a huger variety of the people that you can, like, match up with. It's not just, like, one or the other couple. I really like it. It's just fate, and it kind of just lets you explore other options that you might have not explored before. So I'm all for the fate button. I love it.
So you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see that side.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good explanation from someone who's like embracing it and taking it all in. I guess like us as viewers were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I still don't think it's at random. I think they totally choose.
I don't think they're
actually not allowed to. That's illegal. So
really?
Yeah,
really?
It's illegal. Yeah, it's illegal to rig. So I definitely did not think it was rigged at all.
You don't think it was rigged at all? You think
not
it was legit? Like when you pressed it and it slowed down, it was going to slow down because you pressed it.
I think so.
And it was going to be randomly hit.
I think so. I think so.
I just want to make sure.
Well,
so,
let's just pretend.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll go with that. Nuta says that's what it is. We're going to go with Nuta. But it was a good fate button this time because it was Zach and Daniel and Asia and Brian. Of course, the whole Brian and Zach situation. Everybody was waiting, you know, for that to happen because, you
it's
know,
about time.
Mm-hmm. Since day one, you know, we had Bria here last week, you know, she's been on Zach and they've had this love-hate relationship type thing. And that definitely needed to find out if they are a perfect match for the sake of everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody. Definitely. So once that happened, I think everybody, what was the reaction when that happened too? I just want to know, Kayla, what was your reaction when you saw that?
I was just like really heartbroken for Bria just because she really liked Zach and she played with her hard. And Zach did whatever he was doing. And so, like, it was just sad because Terrence just said, play with your heart. And we did. And she's there crying. Like,
oh, you're talking. I was mentioning when it was first
got picked. Oh, sorry. What was the question?
That's okay. It's all right. When they first got picked to be part of the four, and you know it was Bria and Zach, obviously that's what you wanted to put in there.
Oh,
what was your reaction knowing that you could put them in there?
I was like, thank the Lord because we need this because they've, they were just going always back and forth, always fighting. And, you know, they were like, maybe, and we just needed to settle it once and for all.
Right.
So.
Right. So they do go on the date and it seemed like they had a really good date.
Did,
one of the things that, and maybe you can chime in with this, but I know Bria said this on social media that there was a lot they didn't show about their relationship. And she said basically the date itself kind of showed where they were really. Do you think that there was a lot that was left out as viewers regarding their relationship personally? Or do you think that we saw kind of what it was?
I think that Zach tells every single girl what they want to hear.
Exactly.
From my own personal experience. So I think that obviously they didn't show this, but most likely when Zach was talking to Bria throughout the day, he was definitely telling her the things that, you know, we did not see, but he was probably telling her things like, oh, like, you know, you're cute, you're my match, blah, blah, blah. But then he also turned around and he talked to Morgan and then he tried to talk to me. And I just feel like he is a freaking player and he just lets women hear what they want to hear. So I think Zach's completely in the wrong for that. And they probably did, you know, take out the parts when Bria and Zach were having a great time, which we did not get to see. But I just feel like it's at fault on Zach's side, definitely.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like their whole connection is clearly, I think, more on Bria's side. You know, like she's really somehow connected to Zach. It's just like, I don't see how she didn't see that he just was flip-flopping.
I think it's really hard, honestly, because when you talk to Zach, like, people are always asking, like, what do people see in Zach? Yeah. Like, there's fine-ass people in the house. Like,
tell us, girl.
It's because when you start to talk to Zach, he seems so genuine. And he's so good at that because it's fucking bullshit.
Like, quasi.
Exactly. But it's just, like, he seems so real and so genuine. He can actually have a conversation with you and talk about anything and you look into his eyes and it's big and blue and sparkly and you're like, wow, Zach.
Wow.
And then you look at the nose ring, you know, and just like, wow, fuck me. You know?
Whoa.
I'm completely joking. I'm not even fucking nose rings. But like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that when you talk to him, he is so genuine.
Okay.
But in reality, it's not genuine at all.
So he's a smooth talker.
He's a smooth talker.
He's
like fucking butter.
Like you said, he knows what to say to the woman and she knows what she wants to hear.
Exactly.
Mm. And you think Bria just got caught up in that?
Yeah, because I feel like Bria's a really genuine person. And just like she said, she's really loyal. So when she does make that connection, she's all for that person. And Zach was just the first person to go for Bria. And when Zach made the genuine connection with Bria while literally bullshitting her the whole time, Bria fell for it because she's not fake. She's actually, like, genuine about her feelings. So.
Well, you can even see it, too, because obviously he was kind of, you know, doing his thing with Morgan. Did they go into the Boom Boom Room?
Morgan and Zach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Did you
like, every night?
I just wanted to make sure, because I know he was in there.
It was really, like, every night.
He was in there with Bria, too, so I just wanted to make sure.
But him and Bria were just one time, right?
I have no idea. Yeah. We just saw one time, but I'm not really sure.
They showed us one time.
Yeah.
When she kind of corralled him and just like, come on.
Yeah.
But he was with Morgan. So prior to this, and then, so it looks like he was kind of flip-flopping between the two and even said like, you know, it's either Bria or Morgan. And it was interesting because when they were on the date, they were all about each other, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is, and then going into the juke booth and, oh, I hope it's, you know, I hope it's you. And it was like, once it was no match, I felt like, I just felt like when it was like no match. I mean, obviously Bria was devastated. Hold on, let me tell you. As a man, I know how we think, right? And if you know you got somebody else on the horizon, and when he was no match, it was almost like relief. It wasn't like shock because he tried to make it seem like, oh my gosh, I go to Morgan.
Do you guys catch the little smirk? Like he's like fucking, he's literally taking this as like a fucking joke. He's like smiling throughout and Bria's crying devastated.
Yes,
so
yes,
bad for her.
Yes.
And Zach's like, oh my God, but you can just tell it's so
he did. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the whole time I was cringing because she really thought they was like a perfect match. And I'm like, this ain't going to go her way. Mm-hmm. This ain't swinging her way today. It's not.
Yeah. And I felt bad for her because I feel like, again, she genuinely liked him and had strong feelings for him. She wasn't, it seemed like she wasn't checking for nobody else in the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She like went to him day one. And then the fact that he's kind of just like playing with her heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what it seemed like. And then when it's no match, then immediately he's like, oh, Morgan, let me holler at you. And it's like, yo, you don't even let it go one night.
Right. Yeah, no, it's like instantly. It's just like, oh, not Bria, Morgan. Right. Not Morgan, this person. Exactly. Not this person, that person.
Well, and we even saw it too, because when Zach is asked if he would prefer Bria or Morgan, in her face, he's like, oh, I'm going to choose Morgan. Because now at this point, he knew that they weren't a match, yeah, exactly. So it's easy to say that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Bria's just over there like, dog.
Are you serious? I was mad at that whole situation. I was mad at everybody at that point, except for Bria.
Yeah.
I was pissed off at Morgan, though.
At Morgan, because of how she acted.
I really thought she was. Let's get into that.
Yeah, we're going to get into it.
I really thought she was going to be like, I'm good. You dissed me when they chose you to go on a date. You didn't even look my way. You didn't talk to me.
She was
upset. And now that you're not a match, here you are. And I thought she was going to tell him to fuck off. But instead, she was just like, okay, well, do you want to be with her? Because I'll go tell her. And I'm like, girl, throw him away. Throw that whole man away. And then they had sex.
And then they smashed?
Yes.
Whoa.
Like, you dissed me all day, but I'm asleep with you right now.
And the thing is like, honestly, at this point, it's like we've all felt bad for her. Like, I was like, damn. Like, she just don't know what to do. But it's like, we're seeing it. It's like she's just doing it to herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Morgan.
Yeah. And, you know, but, you know.
I just feel like.
I mean, there's not really much more to say, honestly.
Okay, so this is the thing. I want to get into this because this sucks. You know, affects you. Because then all of a sudden attention came to you and seemed like you were just hungry and needed to eat.
Literally.
So obviously there's the no match, right? And so if I remember correctly, you were talking to Morgan. Please expound.
Okay. So after they were no match, like, they showed me prior to that saying, like, wow, I'm so nervous, and I genuinely felt bad for her. What they did not show was that at that point, me and Bria were kind of friends. Like, we were obviously not best friends, but I, like, made soup for her. She was sick a couple days before that. Like, I thought we were cool. So when I saw no match, I genuinely got upset. And I'm not a fake person. I'm the type of person that, like, oh, like, let me tell you what you want to hear. I'm not that kind of fucking bitch. So I got up to hug her. They were like, no. So I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. So then I'm sitting by the couch with Jasmine and Callie, and all of a sudden Bria walks through to the confessional, and I'm like, wow, can I give you a hug now? She goes, it's not the time right now. And I said, okay, I apologize. I just felt bad for that girl. Then we're talking, and I was like, I feel so bad for Bria. Like, you know, it fucking sucks for her. Like, I feel her. And then Morgan comes out of nowhere. She's like, well, I still think me and Zach are a match. And I'm like, I still don't fucking think you guys are a match, but good luck.
You told her that.
Fuck yes. Yeah, they just didn't show that part, but okay. Callie, Jasmine, Morgan, they can all tell you the truth. They can literally roll back the cameras. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
Well, do you think Jasmine kind of started it a little bit or stirred the pot a little bit?
Not
because
at all.
She said, she was like, oh, like, no hug right now or something like that.
No, Jasmine. So, I think that it wasn't Bria and Asia. You mean Asia?
Well, someone initiated the fact that she didn't want to give you a hug.
I think it was Asia, right?
Well, they told me no. Yeah, it was Asia, and I think Kenya was there, too, and they were like, not right now. Like, you're not hugging her. So I said, okay. And then I was sad. I was like, damn, like, she didn't want to hug me. And then Jasmine was like, it's okay. I'll give you a hug. Which was like, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she initiated anything, so... When Morgan was like, I still think me and Zach are a match, I was like, bitch, I still don't fucking think you guys are a match. Good luck to you. I turn around, and I'm literally starving. So they did not show this part, but I just want to, like, put it out there. So I'm walking down the stairs to the kitchen, and Kenya and Asia are talking. And I accidentally walk in between them, and growing up since I was 3 years old, I have always been taught by my parents to have manners. And one of the manners is... It's disrespectful to walk in between two people. You're supposed to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. So I said, hi, just passing through, like, acknowledging the fact that I'm sorry, like, hi. And I go in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, Asia said something. So I turned around, and I said, like, what? Like, what do you guys want? And then she just started attacking me for no fucking reason. I think it was because it was a misunderstanding, and she did think that I was talking shit about Bria, which I wasn't. The only thing I was saying is that I felt bad for the girl, and I just went to eat some food. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, even, like, prior to me going to the kitchen, she was like, well, I don't know what they're saying, but, you know, I think they're talking shit, which it wasn't true. If you do think that I'm talking shit, pull me aside, tell me, hey, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'll explain it. But
did they see you talking to Morgan? Is that what it was?
Morgan, yeah. Morgan came to the conversation, but they had no idea what anyone was
being
saying.
Exactly. They just saw you talking to Morgan and then...
Yeah, and I was defending Bria the whole entire time. Wow. The whole time.
Do you think that Asia kind of put her foot in her mouth and then she felt like she had to keep on going because
it looked like
maybe she overreacted? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think she knew she kind of overreacted, but then she was like, damn, like, nah, I ain't going to look like no bitch.
Yeah, so
you know what
I think Asia's the type of person that even if she's wrong, I don't think she would really admit it. She's kind of just like, oh, like, I'm going to take whatever the fuck I'm taking. So I do think that she definitely overreacted because I did absolutely nothing wrong to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw it.
Exactly. Some of the people tweeted saying, like, oh, well, MTV, like, edited any, like, some stuff out. But honestly, even if they roll back and they show the whole footage, I was not in any type of wrong at all. Because I was defending Bria the whole time. They just overreacted. I think it was just a bad night. Emotions were all over. She was trying to defend her best friend, Bria, which I completely get. But I think it was just super unfair for me. And then the whole ceremony... it was crazy. She actually came up to me. They did not show this part. By the ceremony, she came up to me and she squatted like right where I was sitting and she like got into my face.
What?
Yeah, they didn't show this part. And she was just like, I think you were being passive aggressive. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? She goes, you can't even spell that. And I'm just like, fuck yeah. Yeah, she was just being mean for honestly no fucking reason. I did not deserve that.
Well, it probably irritated her more that you weren't reacting to it. So maybe
I don't like.
But I feel like that really is kind of like a bully because she was in your face yelling, and you're not giving her anything back. So I would just quit at that point.
Right.
Like,
I mean, it was 100% bullying for sure. I mean, the three girls against the other girls in the house. You know, we call it how we see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just wasn't needed.
Right.
I feel like a lot of the emotions right now in the house, you know, a lot of the energy is going to the females and not the males. And it's driving me up the wall. I'm like, you know, like, why are all the females getting frustrated with each other? You know, why don't you guys kind of recollect yourselves and like... Yeah. You know, think about what these guys are actually doing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
or what they should be doing.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it. This season, I feel like it has been the best season thus far to like really try to connect with new people and stuff like that. That being said, I kind of want to get into some new connections here.
Yeah.
Because in the chat room, we have a full O Wits. He's giving me, or she, he, I don't know, y'all, let me know the name, is giving me so much life right now, talking about, you know, Mo and Asia's little connection. I love Lauren and Andrew. When I saw this, I'm like, oh my God, they are giving me country vibes. Like, it definitely, I felt the connection. Like, I love that they were connecting somehow, and that Andrew, because he seems like a sweet guy.
He's a sweet guy.
You know how he was with Asia? Trying to open her up, but she just was like, loves Lewis, you know. And then I loved Mo for her.
Yeah.
I was here for it.
Mo, he can kind of level her out when she's.
Yes.
I thought that was a really good when she was out there at the beach.
Yeah. What did you guys
And he kind of walked out there.
Yeah.
I thought it was good because I can see that's where he like shines. You know, he's very, seems like he's very level headed. Obviously,
sweet.
He's cooking for everybody. Yeah. You know, he's not tripping off of the drama. And so I'm sure he's a guy that you can, you know, kind of talk to if you need a shoulder to cry on or whatever. He'd be that dude. So I think in that moment, that was good for Asia.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then we also have someone asking us how we feel about Callie and like, you know, her and Tomas. I feel like this is another great connection. I feel like you guys are on the right path with the connections right now.
Yeah.
And I must say, I feel like they're like the season that's really opening up to a lot of people. And I think Callie's doing it the right way. She's kind of staying out of the drama, but she's also, you know, getting to know other guys, but she's doing it in a very classy way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So kudos to you, girl. Yeah,
absolutely.
Here for it.
We're going to take a little break, and I think it's time to take some calls.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
I think it's call time. So, I'm going to find out what's going on. And then we're going to play a little game with our guests after we take calls.
Oh, sure.
And then, Kayla, we got more to talk about with you because... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So, again, if you want to call, talk to us live, 424-354, should be on the lower thirds, 8302-424-354, 8302. Our amazing engineer, Anthony, will take your call and let us know that you're on the line. So, that being said, let's get into this whole, like, okay, So the Tomas and Callie situation.
Yes.
How did you think that about that? Like, did you think that that was really good? Because it seemed like it was easy. It seemed like it was easy breezy. You know, it seemed like it was a good match. What'd you think?
I agree. Like, they're the sweetest people in, like, the world. And so when they were together the first day, and then obviously the whole Callie and Brett thing, and then they came back together after Callie and Brett's fight, and they're just so, everything with them is just so natural. Like, everything just kind of just was right there for them, and it worked out.
And it worked out. All right. Caller, thank you for calling. First of all, where are you calling, and what is your name?
Caller from New Jersey. Alejandro is my name.
Alejandro.
Hey, Alejandro. New Jersey.
All right. What is your question, Alejandro?
Okay. So for Nutza and Kayla, both of you, when you first got into the house, were you automatically thinking that one of these guys was going to be your perfect match? Or were you just going into the house thinking whatever happens, happens?
Nutza, you want to go first?
Yes. So I went into the house thinking whatever's going to happen, because obviously love and money is not guaranteed. It's not 100%. So I went in for the experience. Of course, whatever's going to happen. I'm open to any type of possibility. So that was my mindset, personally.
Kayla?
So I actually had a different thing. I thought that I was going to find my perfect match. No, we talked to a lot of matchmakers, and we took a lot of tests, and I was, you know, they were very time-consuming. So I was like, okay, the guy for me is right in this house, and who is it?
And who is it?
Amazing.
So, Alejandro, thank you so much for your call and tuning in and support. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Love the show.
Bye.
Yay. All right. So going back to Tomas and our lovely Callie. So they go in the boom boom room, and unfortunately there's no boom.
You guys, at first I thought he was saying like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't get like dome, you know what I'm saying? And then I realized when she started talking on the confessional thing, talking about, oh, it's okay, you know. And I was like, oh, he couldn't get
hard. He couldn't get
that. Was it alcohol? Were you guys drinking a lot that night?
Yes. I feel really bad for him because MTV completely did him wrong on that. That was so fucked up.
That was so messed
up. So we were completely drunk. Like, we were just playing Flip Cup minutes prior to that. It was really drunk. And, of course, alcohol, like, can get the best of you, and it happens to, like, every guy, so I completely get it.
Does
but
it?
He was like, I don't really have a dick, but, like, I think so, you know? Probably. So.
Nessa, I can't with you, girl. I cannot with you.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
All right.
So, okay, drinking, alcohol, that's what it was.
Absolutely, it was the alcohol. We were plastered at that point.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Wow. And so they ended up spooning. That was some cute-ass shit.
It was cute. They were so cute. Like,
I mean,
right?
I would have dipped on him.
But yeah. I can't with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Said I would have dipped on him. All right.
Hello.
Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, girl.
My name is Gabrielle. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Gabrielle.
And what is your question?
I actually didn't think you were going to pick up.
Really? Yeah,
we got you.
Thanks for staying up late.
Yes.
Yeah, I love this show, and I love the girls that are on guest starring on your show right now.
Yay. Awesome. Do you have a question?
I have a question for Nutza and Kayla. Do they feel like fate has actually, like, that it's actually real after the ending of the show?
Who wants to go first?
You go first.
Okay, absolutely, 100%. I'm all for the fate button, always have been, always will. And I definitely do think that fate is real, and I'm super, what's the fucking word? I'm like...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, I'm all for it.
Hopeless romantic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So, like, I'm all for it. I do definitely think that fate did its justice for the season, absolutely.
Okay.
Nice. Kayla.
Yeah, no, I agree. Wow. I believe in fate and everything. I don't know. I'm just so excited for everyone to see the rest of the season because it's going to be really good.
Ooh, yeah, you guys are going to see so much.
Oh, so many different connections.
We saw the trailer for the rest of the season.
It's a good one.
It looks crazy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. We're going to take one more call. So while we're waiting on that one more caller, going into the matchup, first of all, congratulations on getting four beams.
Thank you.
Which was great. Do you think that, because obviously last week we saw Asia kind of, you know, stir things up with the women and being like, all right, let's, you know, switch things up. And then it didn't seem to work, you know, like it was supposed to. What do you think you did different this time to get, you know, past that 3-beam hump?
Played with our hearts.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you were sitting with, who were you sitting with, Kayla?
I was sitting with Cam.
You were sitting with Cam. Yeah. And so are you, I mean, obviously you still, all right. Hold that thought. All right, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Anna. I'm calling from Virginia.
Anna, right. She's in her boom boom room. Anna, what's your question?
My question is for both of them, just like, what were the friendships like in the house?
All right. I feel like I talk too much, so bad for Kayla. But personally for me, I was really cool with everyone. But as you're going to start to see later in the show, I became best friends with Jasmine. If you guys can pick up on it, we basically matched every single day. So Jasmine was my best friend in the house.
Jasmine was? Yep. Okay.
Cool. Kayla, I feel like you were a good balance.
I truly love all of them with all my heart.
I knew she was going to say that.
With a guy, I'm very awkward and I'm very just like, I don't know. I got along with everybody and I just love all of them. Yeah.
That's good.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Anna. Cool.
Thank you, Anna, for your call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, room status. All right. So we were talking about Cam and you were matched up with Cam did you think at that point that you were a perfect match, though he was, you know, doing his other thing?
No, I, because it's a game. We still have to, mm-hmm. we can't just be with each other the entire time. And mm-hmm. obviously it hurt and it sucked, but I get it. And so, I did think we were still a perfect match.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up to that point. Okay. So I want to play a little game.
I love games.
Is the 21 really questions game.
Damn it. I was hoping I was nervous.
Knowing Nutsa.
So
you're
so messy, girl.
We know Nutsa would win. She doesn't get nervous at all.
Thank you.
So, Anthony, if you can pull that up for me.
The timer?
Yes, sir. So we're going to start with Kayla. We're going to start with Kayla. And so basically, we're going to have a timer come on. You have 2 minutes, right? Okay. So we're going to see how many questions. I'm going to rapid fire you.
Okay.
How many questions you can answer in 2 minutes. So
Lord, help me.
You're going to go first.
Yeah,
and then we're going to see if Nutsa can beat you. Okay. So whenever you're ready, Anthony, start that timer.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's do this in 3, 2, 1.
All right. What is the one thing that most people think about you that's actually not true?
Oh, shit. I don't know. That's actually not true. Can I do fast? I don't know. That's actually not true. That I'm like this most sweet, innocent person in the world.
Thing. All right. If you become president, what is the first thing you would do?
I would just feed the homeless. Yeah.
If you could change anything that happened in your life, what would it be?
Nothing. I love my life.
If you could be an animal for one day, what would you be?
I'd be an orca whale.
How would you describe your ideal partner?
Just really smart, really sweet, really genuine, and really intelligent.
You need to spend $2,000 in 4 hours. What do you do?
Probably give it to my mom and say thank you for everything.
What current trend don't you like and why?
I don't like a lot of things. I don't like big sweatshirts in the club.
Name one TV show that's really watched by everyone that you haven't seen.
Wait, sorry, one thing?
A TV show that everyone watches that you don't watch.
Game of Thrones.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
How would you be useful in a zombie apocalypse?
I'm really fast at running.
If you had to do it all over again, would you do Are You the One?
Oh, fuck yeah.
If you needed to spend the rest of your life in one place, where would it be?
Greece.
What's your addiction? Your addiction?
Chocolate.
Who was your crush in the house?
Cam.
What do you want written on your tombstone?
Probably live your life to the fullest.
What is your favorite game to play?
My favorite game to play? Cup Pong on iPhone.
If you go anywhere in the world with one person, who would you go with?
I'd probably go with my mom.
Rich or famous?
What?
Rich or famous?
I mean, whatever. I'm famous, sure.
What makes you angry?
People who have really bad attitude.
Biggie or Tupac?
Tupac.
Quasi or Cam?
Cam.
Hey! All right. 9 seconds. You have 9 seconds left.
Yeah.
9 seconds left.
How many did she answer? All of it?
She answered all of them.
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay. So you just have to get him in less than, what is 9 seconds minus, I don't know, I'm not good at math.
We're hosts. Not.
So you got to get it in less than 111 seconds. You can do that? All right. So start it up again. Yes. You got to ask. You ready?
Yeah, all ready.
All right.
Here we go, Nick. In 3, 2, 1.
What is the one thing people think about you that's actually not true?
I'm not. I'm ditzy.
If you became president, what was the first thing you would do?
I would make the country like free for anyone to come in and out.
If you could change anything that happened in your life, what would it be?
Nothing.
If you could be an animal for one day, what would you be?
Fucking fox.
How would you describe your ideal partner?
Just funny and loving.
You need to spend $2,000 in 4 hours. What do you do?
I would buy food for people.
What current trend don't you like and why?
Fake lips. I don't know.
Name one TV show.
So bad.
Name one TV show that's really watched by everyone that you haven't seen.
Game of Thrones.
Chocolate or vanilla?
A chocolate.
How would you be useful in a zombie apocalypse?
I just play dead.
If you,
no one will fucking bother me.
If you had to do it over again, what would you do? Would you do Are You the One?
Fuck yes.
If you need to spend the rest of life in one place, where would it be?
In France.
What's your addiction?
Love.
Who is your crush in the house?
Brett.
What do you want written on your tombstone?
I love Jesus.
Hey. What is your favorite game to play?
Monopoly.
If you could go anywhere in the world with one person, who would you be with? Who would you go with?
Brett.
Wow. Rich or famous?
Rich.
Yes. What makes you angry?
Fake people.
Big Ear, Tupac.
Tupac.
Zach or Brett?
Brett.
Boom! 34 seconds left.
I beat you. I told you.
You crushed it. You called me my question. The first question, though, you took like a whole minute to ask.
That was a good question.
Yeah, it's all good.
It was meant to be.
You guys did good. I thought it was interesting that they had a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Were you guys like really close in the house?
We were like really good friends.
We did not have to like hang out every second to be really close. Yeah. Like me and Kayla just had that like bond. We're just looking through each other's eyes. We got in trouble.
We're the first people that got in trouble together.
Do you guys live together? She was my first friend. Do you guys live together now?
Yes, we do.
Okay. How did you guys get in trouble?
Because we were talking, we weren't supposed to be talking, and I was trying to eat chips, and she wanted a chip, and so I was like, which chip? And then they're like, don't talk, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, we were sitting right next to each other in the vans right before, like, we got into the house, and we were, like, kept trying to talk and smiling at each other, so we were, like, each other's
And I was like, you look like Kylie Jenner, and you're like, oh, my God.
I was like, yeah.
I
personally think you look better than Kylie Jenner. She's a great surgeon, but I think you're cuter.
Oh my gosh, I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, I see it too. It looks like me, bitch.
Like, she has so many fucking surgeries, which I'm all for surgery. Yeah. I have fake tits. I don't care. But like, I just think that she looks more like me than I look like her. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can see it now, but yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Kylie.
Nutsa.
All right. So let's talk about this matchup. So we were talking about it a little bit earlier before it started the game, and you guys said you were playing with your hearts. And so we did see, you know, a familiar matchup. Tevin Kenya was the first one. And then we saw Tomas and Callie. And then we saw Lewis and Lauren. And I thought that was a little weird because it didn't seem like that. I mean, he's mentioned that, you know, they kind of vibed. And I remember the date that they did, and he kind of came to her rescue when she fell off the horse, which was kind of funny. But I was like, she was feeling, oh boy.
I thought Andrew was going to.
Yeah. So do you think that Lewis picked her before Andrew could?
Yeah, I think so. Because you have to write down your top three. So, like, if someone picks your number one, you have to go in number two. If someone picks your number two, you got to go in number three. So, I think that if Andrew went first, Andrew would have definitely chosen Lauren before Lewis. But Lewis just went first, so he chose Lauren.
I wonder if you guys would have got another beam.
Maybe. Who knows?
Interesting.
Good idea.
Interesting. So, then we see, obviously, we see Mo and Asia, which I kind of liked, because of the whole situation on the beach. But then, of course, then she brings up the situation that happened, in the kitchen. Now, when she brought that up, were you caught off guard again? I know she kind of came at you with the whole hunch, you know, down earlier before the matchup. Were you caught off guard by what she was bringing up? Because it seemed like it just came out of, you know, left field.
Yeah, she just kept... I just did not understand. I was like, I don't know what I even did wrong. So, like, I don't know why she's still talking about it, even at the ceremony, because you already yelled at me, like, the night before. So why are you still talking about this now? So I was kind of just like... And whatever she was saying was just so untrue. So I was just like... Like, that's when I was, like, caught off guard. So I'm like, it, like, I wasn't talking disrespectfully about Brie. I wasn't talking about anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, just didn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. And then we see Brett Stern, and he picks Nudes, of course, his chase buddy. And then he says he defends you at that point, and he says that he's proud of you for sticking up for yourself. How'd you feel about him saying that to you?
I thought it was amazing because I'm the type of person that will always stand up for what I believe is right. No matter if I'm best friends with someone, I don't give a fuck. So for him to be just as, you know, like real as I am and not defend someone or not say anything just because like he's cool with them, because he was really close with Asia, Bria, and Kenya, you know? He was like, those girls were like, you know, like his. So I thought it was amazing that he actually stood up for what he believed was right.
That's really
dope. I love that. I think he's so freaking sweet about it.
Dope.
Aww. Yeah.
We see Zach and Morgan. No strange there. And then we see Cam and Kayla. But he picks you, but then he says eyes for Callie.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was also strange.
Yeah, that was, I felt so stupid. Like, I don't know.
I was like, yo.
It was just like, you could have been like, oh yeah, I've been hanging out with Callie for, you know, but he said, I have eyes for Callie. And I was just like, oh, right, okay, I heard that. It's fine. We're good.
Yeah, the way he said it, it's like, I have eyes for Callie. So you looking that way? What?
I know, yeah, right? Yeah. I just felt really, I was like a fool.
Yeah, no, I totally felt the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so pissed.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you get it. He's hanging out. And my thing is, I want to ask you all this because we see that this happens every single season, right? You're supposed to find your perfect match, right? So you're supposed to find love, but then you're also supposed to, you know, be going for this $1 million to share.
Yeah.
So obviously the lines get blurred a lot of times, right? You find somebody that you really love or like. Let's say, for instance, you have a strong attraction to, you find out they're not your match, but you don't stop liking them. But then you still technically want to play the game, but then you get jealous because then they're, you know, with someone else. So how much of it is playing the game, like in situation with Cam, right? So he's playing the game because you don't know if you're a match yet. You haven't gone to a street booth, but he's also still talking to Callie and, you know, getting to know her. How much of it is of the game and how much of it is, you know, I'm stepping out on you?
I just don't really know. I felt like, just because when, you know, you saw us at the sitting down, he was like, he said, you don't like the ocean, and I love the ocean. I was just like, I felt like that was like a cop-out. Like, he didn't actually, he just wanted to leave. But that's how I feel about that. So I don't really know. He was playing the game, I get it, but... I don't know.
I have a comment on that. I think, like, for example, if you take Tevin and Kenya, no matter what, they're such a strong couple that they will always stick together, no matter what happened. So I feel like I personally thought that Kayla and Cam were, like, a really strong, solid couple. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you don't want to get to know other people because you're all for that fucking person.
Yeah.
So for him to just try to make excuses like, oh, well, you don't want to fucking build a trouble with me, then I'm going to leave kind of thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you're kind of just trying to find any type of reason to get out.
Yeah.
And that made no sense to me because I thought they were so much stronger than that. Right. Yeah. So much stronger than that.
Well, and you guys had such a strong week. The week before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least on television, you know, you guys really got close.
Yeah, that was kind of like a slap in the face to me because it was just like he was there at a really like dark moment.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, obviously like I was in his arms just crying after seeing my ex and I just felt so good about us. And then a week later, it's just like, you don't like the ocean.
You don't like water? You don't
like salt water?
No salt water for you, homie?
That's crazy.
So then we go into Quasi, and then he picks Jasmine, but he says verbally that he wanted to pick you. Did you feel like, was there like...
Like
vindication, like only because you know Cam saying, "Oh, I have eyes for Callie." Did you feel like, "Oh, okay, well, there's somebody that does want me"?
No,
like no,
because our conversations, like he was really sweet to me for a few like condos, but then like he'd get very like sexual, and you know, I, you know, it
like
just
comes
like,
on too strong,
like way too strong, especially for me, you know, like, and I just remember like, I mean, I would have rather been sitting next to Cam, so I was right where I needed to be.
Well, there you have it.
Okay, and then it's Daniel and Bria, and so then obviously you guys are waiting for the beams. And how long is it really that you guys are sitting there?
Oh Lord,
it so seems like it's forever.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes for like
10 minutes. Okay, it's so long.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad with time because I'm like really drunk at that point. One time I almost fell off the chair.
Stop it.
It was, I swear to God, I was so drunk that I stopped drinking for ceremonies. Cause I just sit there and laugh up like, and like I'd like fall off the chair. I'm like, fuck. So I had to stop drinking. So I'm really bad with like timing. So Kayla, how long were we there for?
Honestly, it was so long.
It's a long time. Crazy. It's a long time. And they do give you alcohol though. And you said
right
you
before,
just
yeah.
right before, and so, but you said you kind of stopped because, you know, it was too much for you.
I would just sit there and laugh and fall off chairs
because Terrence would ask you something,
yeah,
and like, you just laugh,
yeah, because like when I get drunk, I laugh. So I'm like, you know, so I'm just like, I have to fucking stop drinking,
right?
Like,
right.
I gotta chill, so I completely stopped drinking for ceremony.
So the beams start coming up, and so obviously you have one beam up there, and then another one comes up, and then another one comes up, and you guys are getting amped once you pass the hump that you had, and then you get four beams. What was the house like? What was the feeling after that point?
I think we were excited because we've been in the threes for so long. At that point, we're kind of just like, oh, like, you know. So for us to improve and just get even just one beam more, I think we were all so excited. Mm-hmm. And that means that one extra couple is sitting right where they need to be. So I was, like, super excited about that. I'm like, maybe it's me and Brett. Like, who knows? I'm like, this is just meant to be, you know?
So you did think it was definitely could be one you all.
Yeah, I totally thought it was going to be me and Brett. I'm just like, yeah,
word.
I think so.
So then you go back to the house and they play Flip Cup, which is a drinking game. I'm also not familiar. I've heard of this game. I have. Don't look at me like that. I've heard of this game. I've just never played it. Okay.
I know this game.
Okay. So
a normal game.
Right.
That was the first time I played it.
I didn't play it. Dang. Can I live? So you playing Flip Cup and, you know, you're drinking or whatever and it gets super turned up. And we see that Cam, your boy Cam, is feeling some kind of way because we see that Kwazi is talking to you, right?
Yes.
And how is this conversation going? Because is he upset for a reason? Because he was talking to Callie.
Yeah.
So does he have a right to be upset?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That was that conversation, even just watching it, made me really mad because it's just like, you're reacting. I was like, I'm not overreacting. You told me to see other people, and I did. Mm-hmm. I did exactly what you said.
Yeah.
You said we're playing a game. I did what I did. And so I don't know why you're gaslighting me right now.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of annoyed. But
no, you held your ground.
It was not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was here for it. Yeah.
Thank
it
you.
So obviously, you know, then Cam has a conversation with you, and then, you know, basically, I guess, venting as to why he's displeased with you talking to Kwazi, and then Kwazi gets upset, and then that's when it hits the fan, because him and Cam start going at it. Did you feel like, you know, you're in this love triangle now, because now they're fighting over you, kind of, sort of?
Yeah, no, it was just like, it was weird to even, like, I didn't really hear the conversation, but it was just, I don't know. I didn't know how I felt because I didn't know what was really happening, honestly.
Oh, you didn't know what was happening?
Yeah, well, like, I knew that they were fighting. All I heard was Kwazi said, I'm going to bag Kayla. And then I didn't know anything else.
And Cam thought that to mean what?
Cam thought, oh, I'm going to, like, smash Kayla, yeah.
Okay.
And then Kwazi said that he meant, when in the house, he said that, oh, it meant I wanted to, like, Kayla to be my girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
And then you see, I mean, I saw what happened, and it wasn't that at all.
Right.
Like, it was really rude.
I mean, because everyone was kind of running towards them. Did you guys just stay away from it, or was everyone up in the mix?
So I actually went, after the conversation was done, and I heard a vase smash on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, my God, what just happened? And so
So you kind of, like, was passed by it.
Yeah, I had no idea what was really
I was just chilling on the couch. Everyone started running in the living room. I'm just like, You guys can see that moment. I'm just like chilling.
Chilling.
Like, you're always chilling.
I know.
Now, did this, and obviously it ended at that, so it's going to continue into the next episode. But did Quasi swing on Cam? Did that really happen? Or did he just kind of.
I didn't see that.
Like, I saw it when I was watching it. I was like, it was a shove.
I thought he was like a pounce. Yeah. Like a, oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, so he didn't swing on it. He didn't hit him. He just kind of lunged at him.
Yeah.
And then it ends.
So,
obviously, like, again, as I said, it's going to continue. Was Quasi feeling anybody else? Did he feel like you were the only one? Like, I'm just wondering why he got so amped. Because up to this point, I didn't see him making connections with anybody. Mm-hmm. Was he making connections with people or not? And then did he make this connection with you and feel like you were the only one for him?
I think that, yeah. No, I think it was very hard for him to open up to a lot of people. And so when he did open up to me, and obviously I am having a conversation with Cam, like, he felt some sort of type of way. Mm-hmm. So he probably just got, like, a little jealous.
Hmm. Mm.
Well, Nutza, we got some live feed questions for
you. Yes.
There's been several people asking about you and Morgan's relationship. We have K by T Perez. And we also have Television Lover 2303. They just kind of want to know why you don't like Morgan. And then the other comment was, just got on here to ask Nutza to see if she's still friends with Morgan or not, because it looked like she was kind of going back and forth. One week, you know, you were laughing with her. The next week, you didn't like her. Like, what's your relationship with Morgan?
Okay, so Morgan was my best friend. She literally wore, like, my clothes for the ceremony. I did her makeup before doing mine. I was venting to her every day. I thought she was my best friend. And then the whole thing happened. She was like, she knew that I really liked Zach. So she was like, oh, let me go talk to Zach for you. So I was like, okay. But then I kind of started to realize that she was being fake about it, because they were just hanging out all day. So I got really upset about that, and I walked and I cried. And then she got mad at me. She's like, oh, well, we're best friends, so, like, you know, like, screw you for thinking that I would ever be anything with Zach, because, you know, she made me feel bad for feeling some type of way. I apologized for it. But then, obviously, I realized that she was fake, and right after that, I cut her off, because I just can never be friends with someone that's fake or bad for me or toxic. I can't stand that. So I was like, okay, like, fuck Morgan. And right after that, I was never friends with her ever again. She literally just came to the conversation that night when Bria and Zach were not a match. And she was like, well, I still think me and Zach are a match. And I told her again, I was like, I still don't give a fuck that, like, I don't think you guys are a match. And I walked away. I was never back and forth with her ever. I'm still not really friends with her. I just don't want to associate myself with people that I don't think are good for me. You know?
And you don't have to like everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely. Good. So I cut her off the moment I realized she was not a good friend.
There you
have it. Word. There you have it. I think it's time to get into news and gossip. But before we do that, I just need to mention that I have to pee really bad. And I've been holding it for an hour. So
okay,
news
so,
and gossip.
Yes. I'm going to go. Is it possible? Can we open the phone lines back up?
Yeah. That's.
Is that possible?
If you want to, but I got to go.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
We got it, Lam.
KTYL.
Okay. News and gossip first. All right. AfterBuzz. What you got, girl? What you got?
All right, guys. Well, a lot of you were asking last week what happened in news and gossip, because you wanted to know so bad about Shamoy. And some of you guys sent me some good stuff. So apparently he does have a baby.
Wait,
he's a
what?
Baby girl. Hold
what?
On. Hold
the fuck
on my
off.
Phone.
No.
Some of you guys think that it's this chick, Dime Taylor. Beautiful girl. Definitely has a baby that looks just like her, though. So I couldn't be like, oh, it's Shamoy's baby. But there is a picture that was sent to me of her holding her daughter, and there's a man in the background with his face blurred, but you see the beautiful, luscious curls.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know too many men with that kind of hair, so I'm gonna let
you. What you hiding underneath that hair, Bo? What you hiding?
It's so, full of secrets.
Yeah,
come
you know.
On.
It's full
is
of secrets.
Is that serious?
This is the first time hearing this.
So you guys can
idea.
Check her out, Dime Taylor. She definitely follows him, and he definitely follows her on Instagram, so.
Oh, maybe
my
they're
God.
Just really good friends. I mean, who knows?
Why would she blur him out of the pictures?
Maybe because he is on a TV show, so she doesn't want people getting the
she's
wrong impression.
She's popping on IG, so
maybe that's
I don't know.
But I mean, if that was the baby dad, why would she blur him out?
I mean,
I mean, there's
that
more
is
reasons
true,
to blur him for being
but
the baby.
I don't know. I mean, I just wonder if
he just went on the show to get that money.
Oh, and then he ended up I've known Beth for a perfect match. That's crazy. I don't know. I like them together. I was here for it. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to see where they're at now at the end of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely not together. But anyways, that's not all the tea, guys. Guess what?
What?
Our girl has made it to the tea this week. Sensei, you are part of the tea this week, girl.
I don't know why they putting me in the tea.
Okay, so
what do y'all want to know? What y'all being messy about?
So last week, I posted a clip on my story. A moment where Sensei accidentally called Giselle when talking to Bria. And Bria threw her shade and it was good. And we moved on very quickly.
Right.
And one of the... Are You the One fan pages took that clip from my story and posted it on their Instagram feed.
Oh, and you see it?
And the little comment was basically saying the host, I don't even know her name, thinks she's funny, but she's not. They also hopped in my DMs and said, that girl's not funny. And I'm like, who's not funny?
Okay, first of all.
Hold on. Okay. And I told her. I was like, you know what? Since they really thought it said Giselle. So it was hilarious to all of us. There was no shade on this end of the room. It was all from over there. But she was like, no, she was trying to be funny, but whatever. So apparently they know more than we do.
Okay, well, apparently you don't think I'm funny, but you checking for me because clearly you know my name, honey. I don't play. Okay, that's why I'm on your timeline. Yes, okay, bitch. Honey. And secondly... I never knew how to spell or say Jaless's name.
We didn't know there was beef with them.
I didn't even know there was beef.
Yeah.
And she spelled it G-L-S-E, Jaless, Giselle, same shit, different day. I ain't checking for her, so no, I ain't going to get her name right. Sorry, didn't get it right. Not on purpose. Yes.
That's all for the news. All original. Stop coming for...
Don't come for me. There y'all don't want to come for me.
Don't come for
Sensei. Thanks for letting me shine,
she
boo.
Don't play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has so
play.
Many fans. Yes.
Moving on.
Sign an autograph.
All right, I'm back. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Woo.
It was a lot of hot tea. Is it hot in here?
No.
Is it hot in here? No.
No, it feels great.
Because it was a lot of hot tea just spilled. How dare you?
Yes. Sorry.
He came to simmer me down because I was about to be at my boy's.
I did. Yes. I got the ice right here. I got the ice right here. Oh, boom, boom. There it is.
Y'all ain't been hearing it.
All right. So I think that we definitely can open up the lines because we do have a few more minutes left.
Yes.
So what'd you say? Oh, okay. Cool. Okay. I was like, I thought he said something else. And I was like, dang, I was like, engineer is like lit over there. Like, he's
what
not
is
playing.
What's he doing?
Right. But while we're opening up the lines back, and I will give the number out one more time, 424-354-8302, 424-354-8302. Going back into this house situation, do you all find that... when you're in the house, what is one thing? Because, you know, obviously we see this episode, right? And it's heavily edited. So we don't get to see everything. Is there anything in the house that we don't see that, you know, you can say and tell us, and you know, the fans, that goes on? Like, is there any, like, creatures that are in the house? Like, insects? I know you're in Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me say something.
Yes.
So, one day, it's the morning. We just woke up. I go into this, like, closet bathroom. And I see this cockroach. And those motherfuckers fly. They have wings. They're not just...
They have wings.
They fly?
Yes.
What?
You honestly start feeling, like, bad killing them because when you kill it just so big, it feels like murder. You know, it's like, oh, my God, I'm definitely going to get, like, sentenced to jail because that's a fucking live being. They're so big. So I see this cockroach.
Okay. Go ahead. Go finish.
Okay,
sorry.
I see this cockroach, and it's, like, limping, so I feel bad. So I just, like, I let it go, and it starts crawling underneath Tevin, and I'm like, fuck. I have to kill it because I can't do Tevin that dirty.
Right.
So I kill it. I walk back in, and it's, like, the fucking dad's son. Like, a younger version that's really walking
the cockroach.
He sees me. He sees me just kill his dad, and he literally starts flying towards me. And that at that point, I lost my shit. I started screaming.
Wow.
And then the production team had to come and, like, kill it for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good.
Hi. How are you?
And I'm from Fayetteville. I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, yes. Yes, North Carolina. Y'all being good over there? I know the hurricane's been crazy. You safe? You good?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm in college right now. And they canceled 3 days of classes, so that was fun.
Well, I'm glad you're safe, girl.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Thinking about y'all.
Absolutely. What's your question?
Yeah, Sensei, I love you too, girl.
I love you both.
Sensei.
Yeah, so I said Nutsa, Kayla, I love you guys so much.
I love you.
Is that so all you want to say?
I gotta get some off my chest.
Okay, do it, girl.
This damn fate button. Oh my gosh, I hate this thing so goddamn much. They need to just take it away, throw it away, put it in the trash. Don't get it out no more.
Yes.
I do really miss the challenges because couples could work together to see who has stronger. I really like when couples work together during the challenges because it showed you like how strong their relationship was. I feel like with the fate button, it's just everybody just sitting down. It's like they're not doing nothing in the house. I feel like the challenges, like, you guys could go out and, you know, do stuff. They like in the house all day long.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is that how it felt, kind of, you guys in the house all day long? Or were you guys having a lot going on?
We were literally in the house the whole fucking time.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You got so excited to, like, go up to the fate button and, like, click something. Because you're like, yay, like, I'm actually
I did
moving.
Something.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, though.
Yeah. I really like that.
Thing I wanted to say, I was completely like, there are a whole bunch of fine guys in the house. I just kept thinking, I don't know what everyone saw in Zach. Like, it's not like he's ugly. It's just that you had Daniel, you had Andrew. They both were amazing. Yes. They were fine. And everybody keeps going after Zach. Like, mm-hmm. was his dick good or was it just that
he
was a white guy with blue eyes?
He just makes a really good conversation with everyone. So the second you start to talk to him, he will make you, like, just feel so good about yourself. He'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. So that's what attracts girls to him. Mm.
Buff boy tendencies, I'll tell you right there.
Okay.
Bad boy repellent.
Bad boy repellent.
Word. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Yes,
and
you had great
be
point.
Safe
yes.
over there. Absolutely.
Yes, kisses.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys.
Love
right.
you too.
All right. And she makes a great point. And that was the other thing I wanted
to say. The challenges.
Yeah, the
like
challenges.
That.
And I feel like the challenges brought a different dynamic to the show, right? Because you have, you know, of course, the drama is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. You have the hookups. You have, you know, the conversations. But I felt like the challenges, you were able to work together. And I felt like it was bonding also for the cast. Because, you know, you match up, you know, with the person and it's, you know, somebody you're with or somebody you're really into.
Yeah.
And I get it. And I see, you know, sometimes you can throw the challenges to get certain people in there. And I can understand how maybe, you know, production doesn't like that.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was good for the show.
Yeah.
I think what was good for the show about the challenges was the fact that you got to actually know people because they would do like question answer things that would like make you get to know other people better, you mm-hmm. know, like, oh, what did this person say? Like, you have to choose like what's the right answer. So you definitely get to know the cast better on that level, which I, you know, like I'm all for that too also, but
What do you think,
can
Kayla?
I do?
I mean, I've never really seen the show until I was on.
Shame on you.
So I don't really know how it was with the challenges, but I did, you know, although it was like really boring in the house, it was more time to spend with the person you wanted to spend with. So that was really nice.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, caller? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Anthony. I'm from New York.
Hey, Anthony,
East Coast is in the building. East Coast. What's up, Anthony? What's your question, man?
Oh, the question I have is what were you guys' thoughts towards Quasi this episode?
You know, I feel like Quasi this episode was giving us, and this is Sensei, by the way. How you doing, Bo?
Hi.
Hi. I felt like, you know, he was, you know, starting to make us kind of understand him a little bit more. I feel like us viewers were starting to see a softer side in him. But when it comes to talking about women or talking to the women, he comes off super arrogant.
He's very impulsive.
You know, yeah. And just the certain things he said was just kind of disrespectful. And it just really, honestly, kind of made me turn all the way off about
him.
Him
too much. And,
yeah.
Anthony, what did you think about Quasi?
The whole season for me, I just felt like he was kind of like he's just very messy in the way he goes about things. And he doesn't think forward when he's doing his interactions with other women. Mm-hmm. And,
Okay.
I don't think he's necessarily a good person either, too.
Same page.
Oh.
He doesn't get into arguments with cab drivers and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
What was it?
Into it with his cab driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then he talked about it on Lives.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
So he basically just threw a temper tantrum and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
The disrespect.
Wow. Disrespect.
He already over here trying to get paid for interviews, and I'm like, bitch, where?
Oh, shit.
All right, like, Anthony.
Thank you,
Anthony. Appreciate it.
What?
Chill.
Are people not supposed to know this?
Chill. So funny.
I mean, you know.
Can I not say it?
It is what it is. It's out there. It's out there.
What's up? Yeah. Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, you know, what we
what
do.
What they know.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Just so everybody knows. And we've said this before.
Many
this
times.
This is coming before. Thank you.
Another call.
With X on the Beach, when we were doing X on the Beach. And, you know, people, when we do these shows, you don't get paid for press.
Like, nobody gets paid for press.
You don't get paid for press. You do these shows, you promote, you know, the show that you're in or whatever project you're doing. You're promoting yourself. You're promoting your brand. And it's, you know, it's a mutual partnership. So when people say, you know, about wanting to get paid.
Really,
and we've heard this several times with previous castmates. It's like, you just don't understand the business.
We're here to give you a platform to speak your side of things.
Grateful,
like,
and that's the whole thing. To be sitting here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Exactly.
So
what
else do you want?
Some castmates don't feel that way.
Absolutely.
Fuck them.
We got a caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Amber from South Florida.
Hey, Amber.
What's up, Amber? What's your question?
I had a question. Now, I know previous castmates have been on and had opinions on Jasmine. I want to know, is Morgan worse or Jasmine worse?
Like, as
in the show or outside of the house?
Like, as in when it came to coupling, I mean, chasing after guys, where it was Morgan was chasing after Zach and, Jasmine was chasing after guy with the fake hair.
Tevin.
Tevin.
Oh,
the guy with the weed.
Yes, girl, you got a shirt on it.
I think that Morgan made her mark with Zach right in the beginning, and she just stuck with it because she obviously wanted to see, like, how far it went. I think the only reason why Morgan was messing that situation was the fact that she was not being honest with me or with Bria or with anybody, because she would just come up and tell you, like, oh yeah, like, you know, I'm not talking to Zach, but like she would be talking to Zach. I don't think there's anything wrong at all about Morgan going after Zach, as long as you're being honest. Like, who gives a shit, right? Like, we're all in this game together. And as far as Jasmine, I just thought that it was kind of unfair on her side because she wanted to get to know Tevin. It's a game. And multiple times after the ceremonies, the whole house decided that we're starting over. We're making connections. Talk to whoever you want to talk to. No one is off of limits. So I thought for the fact that Jasmine went for Tevin because she had an amazing connection with Tevin and wanted to see where that went, I didn't really see too much wrong in that at all. You know, I mean, after a while, like, it's been so long. I think she kind of got the hint after, what's it called? After they still came back together, after, like, after the retreat and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She kind of just realized, oh, like, maybe I should back off. And, you know, maybe I'm going after the wrong person. And she did back off. So,
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I would have to give it to Jasmine only because with Morgan, at least Zach was showing his affection towards her. And with Jasmine, it was a little bit, it kind of looked a little bit more bad just because Tevin was playing this game.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what you guys don't really see is the fact that Tevin would talk to Jasmine. It wasn't just like, it wasn't just Jasmine going after Tevin. And that's what was fucked up. Like, I think that's why he's called the player on the show. But it's just small little things that
editing?
No one sees. Kind of. I mean, it wasn't just like, oh, Tevin was going after Jasmine kind of thing. But it was still, Tevin would still show interest here and there about Jasmine and kind of just like put like breadcrumbs. So like she would follow. Like,
just to make sure she's always
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Like we'd be in the ocean and like when Tevin would be like coming out of the ocean, he'd just like grab Jasmine in a way and just like leave. Like he would just do little things that no one noticed. But obviously like I was with Jasmine the whole time. So like I would see that shit and pick up on it immediately. So he just leave breadcrumbs for her. She didn't just randomly like, oh, I just want to hop on his dick just because I want to, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a really good point, you know, and you being involved in the mix. And then that goes back, I mean, I, you know, made a point in the previous after shows, you know, I don't think she knew what Tevin was actually saying about
not
her,
at all.
You
not
know?
At all.
So I was like, that's pretty messed up, you
not
know?
At all. Yeah.
But okay, well, that, there you go, girl.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
Speaking of Tevin, our guest next week will be Tevin.
Yay!
He will be here in the studio in the flesh. So make sure you tune in for that, because I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, he's going to be in the hot seat.
He's going to be in the hot seat for, I don't know if he knows what he's getting into. That's all I'm saying.
We ain't that bad, right? We ain't that bad.
You guys are fine.
Not to y'all. Oh, come on. You know how you are. Sensei, with you know your track record, you know your track record, but it's all—I mean, it's all love. It's all love. It's all love.
I have a question for you, ladies.
Yeah.
So we hear a lot about the cleanest person in the house being Mo. I guess who was the dirtiest person in the house?
Should I say this?
What? Why is Kayla laughing? Like she's
because
literally
we
looking
just
at her.
I'm dying on the inside.
Say it. Say it.
I love this. This person so much.
I want a guy and girl.
Ooh, I don't know who guy.
Oh my god.
Not a girl. Then I know exactly
guys
who you're thinking
clean.
Of.
Girl.
Wait, okay.
Go ahead.
What? Can I say 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
Jasmine.
Not what I was gonna say.
Oh. Really? She just I love her, but she just didn't clean.
Okay.
Yeah. She said she just didn't.
Nitsa, you don't look like you agree.
No, I agree.
Oh, you agree?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is
Jesus?
Honestly, all the guys are just really messy, though. Like,
yeah.
Did you see their locker room?
Was,
that was disgusting.
Yeah, but like one thing was, I also want to make a comment about Mo and the situation, because I keep getting backlash for me saying all Mo did was cook, clean, and sleep.
Oh yeah.
Which listen, It was not the fact that I was mad that Mo was cooking and cleaning and sleeping. It was the fact that he was not really trying to mingle and make connection, which I also said. So I don't know why people were coming for me. I was literally sitting next to Mo the whole time. I would help him cook. I would help him clean. Like, I'd be cleaning the kitchen every single day. I'd be, you know, helping him cook. Like, I'd be fucking in the background, like, making asparagus for people. Like, I was, you know,
you
I
were
was
his sous chef.
Yeah, like literally, me and Mo like would always cook. We even have like a little Polaroid of us cooking together. So it was not the fact that I was mad that Mo was cooking or cleaning. Like, I appreciate that in a man. Who the fuck would it? It was just the fact that he wasn't really out there mingling and talking, and that made me just frustrated because you're such a good-looking guy. Like, you try to talk to him, and he just, like, doesn't fucking speak. He just, like, sits there. So I'm just like, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said it. That's just, like, what I want to talk about.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do we have one more caller, Anthony? All right, this is our last call for the evening. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Clay. I'm from New York.
In the building.
Everyone's from New York.
Yeah, I know. Clay, what's your question?
I want to know why Nutza and Jasmine aren't friends anymore.
Oh.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm not really going to talk too much about it, but I'll just keep it short and simple. We moved in together right after the filming ended because we were just really good friends. But she is toxic, at least to me. I mean, maybe two good people can just be toxic together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, for me and the type of person I am, our personalities clashed so hard because we're so different. I'm on this spectrum, she's on the other side. And when we came together and we actually lived one-on-one and we literally breathed the same fucking air 24/7 for like 2 months, I couldn't take it anymore, and it was just very toxic. We fought a lot about things. She just has different opinions,
And she wouldn't clean, so.
I mean,
that would piss me off.
So, I don't know. That's why we stopped being friends, because I just think that she's a toxic person, at least in my life, and I can't handle toxic people because it brings me down, and then I get into a very, like, depressive state, and then I don't want to, like, you know, fucking be alive anymore. Like, yeah. I can't be around toxic people because negativity doesn't lift me up. It brings me down because I'm a positive person.
Yeah.
I need to be around positive people.
That's awesome. So, did something happen between you two during the press tour?
Yes. So I was always really good friends with Maria. So when the whole premiere came out, like, we were all hanging out in New York for a couple days. I stayed with Maria because she's been one of my, like, best friends. And Maria is obviously, like, really good friends with Kenya and Brian. They were there. And at that point, I was not friends with Jasmine. And the only reason why those girls didn't like me was because I was friends with Jasmine.
Mm.
So because I wasn't friends with her anymore, you know, they were, like, not, you know, like, on my ass. Like, it was just, like, whatever. It was mutual. Like, hey, how you doing?
Right.
And I saw Jasmine the night before the premiere. And I gave her a hug, a kiss on the cheek. Like, I didn't talk to her, but it was kind of just, like, mutually. We ended the friendship very... on a good term. Like, we didn't, like, fight or anything. I told her, like, I'm sorry, I just can't continue the friendship. She was like, I understand. So the night of the premiere, after we just got done back being at the club, we were going to a different club. And all of a sudden, Andrew was like, oh, Jasmine, doesn't Nutza have nice eyebrows? And she made some stupid, slick comment under her breath. And I'm like, do you have something to say? And she was like, we'll save that for later. And I was like, no, we're not going to save that for later. If you have something to say, like, let me know. And then all of a sudden, she just came up to me and she started screaming at me, calling me fake, which is funny. Like, how the fuck am I fake? Just because I'm cool with everybody. And, yeah. Like, just because you have a problem doesn't mean, like, can't I be okay with other people too? So, yeah. And that, like, really fucking pissed me off.
Okay. Mm. So the negative energy is real, honey.
It's real. Yeah. It's real.
I just can't.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Clay. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Thank you, Clay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
So let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this
one.
Predictions.
So we're going to start with our guest. What happens next episode? I'm just joking. All right. Melody.
Oh, man.
What do you think?
I thought you were going to recap us with what they showed us, because I forgot.
Oh, you're talking about the future?
Yeah. I mean, I know the fight.
Right.
And then...
The perfect matches come back. They come back, right? Shamoy and Maria.
Yeah. There was...
They come back in the house?
Yeah.
So on the night right after the 10th matchup ceremony, they gave us one more night to spend together.
Why?
Just because to, like, bond and just, like, spend one more night together as a whole. And then they brought back the perfect matches into the house, too, obviously. So we can all party together.
Yeah, and when I saw that, I was like, oh, shoot. Because at this point, they know who their perfect matches are.
Yeah.
So they get to, and the way Terrence said it in the clip is that, oh, you get to spend one last night with your perfect match. So I'm curious as to, obviously, that's going to be the end of the season, but what that's going to look like. Because that seems like that would be maybe drama, maybe amazing.
The button, didn't they say that the guy gets to choose the girl to go on a date or something like that?
Did they mention that?
They did mention that.
Okay, yeah, then...
Yeah,
at one point, like, for example, if it was the guy's pick, like, they didn't have to wait for the for another fate button. Like, they could have just chosen.
Oh, wow. Like, whoever they wanted to take.
Yeah, which is super, super, super cool.
Oh, that's dope!
That's why I'm also for the fucking fate button. Like, I thought it was a really...
Well, we ain't seen that yet, so when we see that, maybe it'll be. I still like the challenges, though. The challenges.
They're funny.
There was some kerfuffles going
on. What?
I did see some fighting.
Oh, say fighting.
I was like, what's she talking about? Kerfuffles? What?
That's a new fucking word
you
just made up.
I know.
That's a new
world.
You're speaking Harry Potter.
You're
speaking my language.
No, there was some fighting going on. I did see that. It looks like it's going to go down. Like, the way they showed it, it looks like it's the house, like, turns upside down.
I just hope Maria kisses Quasi, because her perfect match.
And that one, too. That one, because she's literally, like, her and Shamoy have been out of the house, almost the whole season. Because what was it, week 3?
Like, how shady do you have to be to push up on her, though?
Yo, Quasi. I'm like, yo. And she's just like, and he's just kind of like, what's up?
And she's so loyal. I can't curse my perfect match.
Yeah, she's right over
she
there.
She should be like, my perfect match has a baby mama. And I can get home. Oh, so, yes, I can.
Hey.
That being said.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the live chat, for giving your input. Thank you, all our live callers. Thank you to our guests, Nutza and Kayla.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Super excited. Can't wait for the rest of the season. Like I said, we got Tevin coming in next week, so make sure you tune in to find out what
send
happens.
Send your questions.
Send
us your questions, y'all.
With Tevin.
If you want to ask him, his hair is real.
Oh, gosh.
I've
been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. That's The Poet Saint. And you can also check on my website, too, what I got going on at stayonthemic.com. Sensei, where are you at?
Yes, everyone can follow me at Sensei Don't Play. Make sure you guys, if you have the Dash Radio app, download that, too. And you guys can tune in to All About the Grind Fridays 5 to 7.
And you guys can follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose. Make sure you send me more tea, because I need some for next week.
Send it to T, y'all, and send not about tea. Me. Don't be rude.
Don't come for her.
Don't be rude. Don't be rude.
Kayla, where can the fans find you?
At KCAMUMGAD, KYCAMUMAJT.
Yes. And Nutsio, where can they find you?
Nutsio. It's NUTSIOO.
And that's everywhere?
Yeah, on Twitter it's an extra L because the two L's are fucking taken. Another
one. Yeah. Get out of here. That's crazy. Yeah, all right, well, ladies and gentlemen, again, we'll see you next week. And make sure you tune in and keep the conversation going on in the comments until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.